Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Bring again, and I'm feeling fine. Pass me an ice cold glass of wine.
605 out there on the West Coast. What up, everybody? 905 East Coast, what's poppin'? Coming to you live out of Atlanta tonight. It's your hip-hop informer. What's going on, everybody? Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hump Day Wednesday. Apologize for that tobacco on Monday. We don't know what happened. Blog Talk trying to take chips out of our pockets. We refuse. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Power to the people. I stand with my fist clenched against Blog Talk. We shall overcome. We will not be overthrown.
We shall.
Revolution will not be televised.
You cannot stop the coins. You can't
stop the coins. Sunshine
flowing.
Can't stop, won't stop.
She's here. You hear her. She live from Charlotte. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What up?
Yes. Good afternoon in the morning time. I'm going to put all black on. I'm Kizzy Sunshine from now on, rest of the show.
Tell them, don't come for her.
What? Because we will come for you.
Let's go up the coast. Again, I'm live from Atlanta. Let's go up to the DMV. Let's break this tattoo, St. James. What's popping, bro?
Yo, what up, man? Hey, yo, B. Y'all heard about that Fire Stick TV, the Amazon joint?
Nah, I'm about to jump on that, though.
Yeah, actually, I don't know anyone who has it, but yeah.
I do. You need to get it jailbroken, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you, I didn't get a chance to get to the movie theaters, but I got a chance to watch Straight Outta Compton in the comforts of my own home. And high definition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah.
I don't have no high def TV, but you know, whatever.
Well, you need one, though. Nah, that you need one for this, though, because only can go on HD.
Well, you get me one, then, and I'll have one. And then
I can't do that for you, but what I can do, I can get you a Fire Stick. And I'm talking about the Amazon Fire Stick, because that other stick is
telling us what to do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's popping. It's about to help.
So we're going to pause right there, because they're not helping us with them coins that Blog Talk taking out our pocket. Hey, tonight we talking about hip-hop culture and its impact on politics. Our guest is Pastor Fred Thomas. We were scheduled to do this on Monday, but again, our friends here on this platform, and it's not tmhymanradio.com, which we're trying to move to, so we don't have to come here. They failed us on Monday, so we're going to try this thing again. When we come back, we're going to talk about, again, the hip-hop culture and its impact on candidates like Donald Trump and Kerry Bowers and Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham, and the list goes on and on, even though somebody just dropped out because they're sick of this. When we come back, we're going to talk about this list of Republicans, the potential Democratic front runners, and hip-hop culture. Because everybody on this show, you know, we straight hip-hop. That's why we, come off like we do sometimes. But you listen and you love it, and we love you. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio.
We gon' mob regardless. MOBBING.
them. No, her shoes be red bottom like she got blood in them. Stomp a mud hole in your. Put some mud in them. You be getting high with them dudes, smoking bug with them. But you never eat with them. Why you don't grub with them? 50 deep in the club, homie, we mobbing. Pick up kids with me, killers with me, we mobbing. Cause guess list, we gon' mob regardless. MOBBING, we mobbing. Even bro, my connect with me, we mobbing. Homies from every set with me, we mobbing. What? Balenciaga, chiches and red bottoms. MOBBING. We mobbin'.
Mobbin', money over. Be the mob, made a mob. Gambling my freedom, what's the lie? Jackpot, when you got crack spots, protect mine. Hop out with two knives like Jackbox. Really? Young Willie, working toward a milli. You ain't about that paper, you don't f***ing feel me. Blue 50K in the summer, word to my mother. Before we bought the Benz or that Hummer, we bought that butter. Melody took the oil, then you hit it with that coke. I would use a microwave in hotels that ain't have stoves. I'm a H-U-S-T-L-E-R, E-R, no tolerance for silly.
Empowerment Conference. Mentorship is the key to change. Each one teach one is not just a cliche, it's our life. Expanding territory is the theme, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to grow in all areas. October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. Experience the strength of unity in a new, fun way and rediscover the path to success at this event of excellence. There will be panel speakers from all walks of life that have won and want to share proven strategies to help you in whatever you aspire to accomplish. Register now at keepersinternational.org. And if you mention you heard it on TM Hyman Radio Live, you'll receive a free gift. Expanding Territories Men's Conference. Log on to keepersinternational.org today.
9:14 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the General, TM Hyman himself, Dave James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and we have a special guest that TM is going to introduce. So take it away, TM.
Oh, man, listen, he is a licensed clinician. He's a father, a husband, an accomplished author. He's an entrepreneur. He's a pastor. I have the pleasure of saying that, you know, he's a mentor to me. One of the realest people that I've ever met. And when I was at a crossroad, you know, he helped me to understand that I was on the right path. You know, stay focused, go forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome tonight my friend, and he's a speaker at the upcoming Expanding Territory Men's Conference that's coming up in Clearwater Beach, Florida, October 10th. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Fred Thomas. My friend, welcome.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to share this moment with you, Terrence. I'm so proud of you, man. I remember when you first came to me, man, and I saw destiny the moment that we talked, man, and heard that.
We can't hear you.
Dropped off.
Okay.
No.
So
yeah, hope he'll call back in. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get him back momentarily. This guy, and I don't want to tell his story because I want him to be able to tell his own story, but I met Pastor Fred back when I lived in Tampa, Florida. And I had never heard of Paula White Ministries. Just had never heard. One, she's a Caucasian female preacher. And so, you know, I am clearly a Negro, male, and you just never would have connected or thought I would have connected with a female Caucasian minister. But I met Paula White, her team, people like Pastor Fred Thomas, who had some real life experiences and who had no problem sharing those life's experiences. And so hopefully we can get him back on, and we'll pick up from there.
Here he goes.
Okay,
bring him back on.
We got him back. Pastor Fred.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, we were hoping that you were coming back, so I was letting the listeners and the panel know pretty much how we came in contact through Paula White Without Walls Ministry in Tampa, and I was just sharing that, you know, I came across leaders like yourself who had real life experiences, had no problem sharing those life experiences, and they were so impactful. But I'll let you pick back up from where you were before you dropped off.
Okay, I don't know where I dropped off. I was just expressing how proud I am of you, man, that when you have the opportunity to pour into people, which mentorship is, and then to see the manifestation of your vision come to pass as a result, you know, pouring into people. Because a lot of times, Terrence, a lot of times your frustration comes from pouring into people and then don't ever know if their vision come to pass. So it's just an honor to be on with you tonight, you know. And it also, you know, validates the realization that your work is not in vain.
Absolutely.
That when you're pouring into people, that is not in vain, you know. And I'm the product of other guys and females pouring into me and mentoring me, you know. I'm a little thrown aback now, you know. We have a lot of people who say they are life coaches, you know, and people ask me all the time, you know, can you coach me, you know. And you know, I prefer the word mentor because there's a difference between coaching and mentoring. And I think a lot of times people, you know, get that misconstrued.
Absolutely. Pastor Fred, I'm a fast track. I call you pastor, and we're living in an age where the title pastor turns people completely off. Help people to understand, because our topic tonight is hip-hop culture and its impact on politics. And clearly the political landscape right now in America is upside down. And so we're not going to go there right now. But I really want you to share just a little bit about yourself, because you haven't always been a pastor. You know, and I don't want to tell your story. Your story, you know, has inspired me. But share a little bit to encourage people, specifically men, and why they should come out and hear you and others October the 10th at the Expanding Men's Territory Conference. But share a little bit about, you know, men right now who might be down on their luck, feeling like there's no way out, really almost ready to give up because they don't know what to do. Help them to hold on.
Well, I can only, you know, the biggest testimony you ever have to someone is your life story. That's why I never have a problem with sharing my life story. But my life story, you know, I was born in Augusta, Georgia, never lived there. I was raised in Philadelphia, and excelled in high school in sports and academics, started going a freshman at Clark University. And then I started selling drugs 4 years after military, a year after serving 4 years in the military. And, you know, I was lured by, you know, the lust of the eye. I saw my friends with nice cars and all that, and I started selling drugs. You know, long story short, I got arrested in Tampa, Florida, and had to do, you know, I got sentenced to 5.5 years prison. I was looking at 25 years, first time offender, you know, RICO Act, all that. And it was in prison. It was in prison and actually in solitary confinement. When you're in solitary confinement in prison, all you have is your private thoughts, you know, and where do I go from here? And I heard a voice that's saying, you know, you better than this. You're better than this, and I became a Muslim. You know, it changed my life there. Islam shaped my life. Jesus saved my life, you know. And it was in prison where I felt my lowest, the lowest I ever felt in my life, you know, and said, look, I got to come up out of this. And thanks be unto God, you know, that he brought me out of it. He brought me out of the ashes and turned my and he brought me, gave me beauty for my ashes, bruh. And so now, you know, I just want to share that with brothers. And, like, you know, when you feel that you are at your lowest, man, you know, you can come up out of it. You can rise up out of it.
Pastor Fred, I appreciate you for taking time out to schedule a stop pass, man. Ladies and gentlemen, specifically men all over America, specifically the world, if you feel that you are able, meet Pastor Fred and others like Calvin Collins and myself out at the Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites Sand Key, Saturday, October the 10th. You'll hear more about his story. Log on to www.keepersinternational.org. Pastor Fred, you're welcome to hang out with us and talk about the topic tonight. But I will see you October the 10th in Clearwater Beach. Thanks for stopping past.
Yes, indeed. It's my honor. It's my pleasure, bro. I appreciate you.
Hey, it's 9:23. We'll be right back. Team Muhammad Radio Live. Social Lab.
How money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to kingdom. My kingdom, major kingdom, one wrong. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But different things test me, run to me, gun. Can't take a threat to me, newborn son. El business way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you want ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number. And I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too. And if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name. And
how can I love somebody else if I can't love myself enough to know when it's time, time to let go.
Conference. Mentorship opens the door to the future. Each one teach one. Join us October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. There will be a panel of guest speakers from all walks of life that are winning and want to share proven strategies to help you. Register now at keepersinternational.org. Expanding Territory Men's Conference. Log on today. keepersinternational.org.
It's 9:29 p.m. I got you.
Radio. I'm like Madam Boston. Where are you?
Yeah.
What's happening? It's Hump Day Wednesday. That's called a collision right there. Hey, expanding your territory, men's conference. Hey, tell your brother, your uncle, you know, your neighbor that needs some encouragement to meet us out in Clearwater Beach Saturday, October 9th. Meet and greet Pastor Fred, Pastor Ron Ellis, Minister Randy Griffin, Calvin Collin, Jason Alford, and others. It's going to be cool out there. Plus, if you're really looking to expand your summer, because it's the first day of fall, you know, it's summer all the time out in Clearwater Beach. This is my first fall in 7 years, folks. Where am I? What am I talking about? Listen, I've been in Florida for like 7 years, just relocated. So we live from Atlanta. But
it's,
man,
hoodie weather where you are, huh?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, slow down, man. You ain't having have no real fall out there in Atlanta, man.
Getting ready, brother.
Slow down.
I'm getting ready.
Slow
get
down.
Out of here.
Slow
get
down.
Out of the way. Don't hate.
Yo, I lived out there for about 8 years. You don't have a fall out there. It goes
what are
from,
you talking about?
It goes from cold summer. It goes from a cool summer to winter out there. You don't have no fall out
there. It snows
in
Georgia, okay?
Oh, God.
It does. It does snow.
Okay.
It does
all
snow
right.
in Georgia.
Well,
I lived in Georgia for 3.5 years when I was in the military.
Flurries. Flurries.
Yeah.
There was a heavy flurry.
It covers it. No, it covers the ground.
In the shut down counties,
brother.
Whatever.
It was not a flurry.
Your Mount Vernon, Maryland ass. Excuse me.
Whatever. I mean, and I know how to deal with inclement
weather.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
We're talking about hip hop culture and its impact on American politics tonight. Donald Trump is making folks look quite stupid. And I never thought I'd see the day where Donald Trump makes someone look stupid. But the landscape is quite different. What are we hip-hoppers going to do? Because I'm not sure that we have a clear winner right now. I'm not sure that all paths lead back to the Clintons from a Democratic perspective. What are you hip-hoppers going to do? How do we impact the 2016 election? Help me.
I don't know what to do, man, for real. I'm like kind of, I mean, be honest with you, as interesting as this whole fiasco is shaping up to be, I'm really kind of disconnected from it because I'm really not impressed with the candidates that actually are serious about trying to take this job of the president.
Come
of the
on,
States.
You don't like the pediatric neurosurgeon? Get it, come on.
Yo, who you talking about, Fulio Carson over there? I'm good. I'm good.
Wow.
I'm good on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm good on, and the thing is this, man. It's just like, I don't know. It just feels like it's a lesser of two evils, you know what I'm saying, that you got to choose from right
Pretty
now.
Much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no real clear cut front runner to like, oh yeah, I like their politics, but we gotta watch out for this guy because he's popular with the people and because of his viewpoints or his or her viewpoints.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm kind of disinterested right now, to be honest with you.
What would the country look like with the Harvard and Princeton educated attorney who once served as the domestic policy advisor to George W. Bush? Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Senator Ted Cruz. What would the country look like under his leadership?
I mean, take your pick, man. Roll the dice, baby. Real talk, man.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Because I honestly, and again, and I know I've said this, I have said this repeatedly, that the only reason Trump is in there is to, honestly, I feel like to shake off the people who have no real grounds outside of the false statements that they've been making throughout these debates. I mean, who do we really have? Who really would look out for, the minorities or the middle class or the lower class? Who's not looking out for the 1%?
Ron Paul is. Rand Paul is. Are you all up on who Rand Paul is, actually?
I know he keeps running. He's been running for years.
Yeah, he's
running
like
the last
run about.
Once every 4 years, he's running.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm telling you, he's an independent on every ballot.
But his perspective,
he's like a Ross Perot.
It is interesting, though, because I don't know if he's like Ross Perot. I mean, yeah, in a sense that he's a made man, he's self-financed, but his perspective is really for the underdog. And so I connect with some of the concepts, a few of the values. However, he can go, you know, off to the left. But he's the guy that Trump recently, during the debate, said that he was giving him a whole lot of, you know, material regarding his personal appearance, but he had never used it.
So I'm saying, man, you worried about personal appearance, B. What you gonna do to better these people out here?
That's
what I'm talking about, man.
That's what the people want to know. Will hip hoppers show up? Will the culture stand up like we did to get President Obama in office this next go around? Technology and hip hop goes hand
in
hand. Regardless of who, are we as connected? Is hip hop culture as engaged as we've been in the past?
No, because nobody knows who to go for.
And aside from that, I don't really see I'm a Democrat. On the Republican side, I see no one that would be remotely interested in taking the bold step that President Obama took with reaching out
to anybody.
Our hip-hop culture. I don't see anyone on that is in that field of 14, 15, what is it now, that would take the chance to do that. The Democrats, I don't really see out of those that I know are either in the race or thinking about being in the race that would do that either.
To your point, President Obama was more relatable to the culture, and that's why the culture was more engaged a few years ago.
Not even more relatable. He took the time. He took the opportunity to reach out to us and to teach us about himself, or even to.
Listen.
Go ahead.
We was engaged in it because he was black.
Like he your daddy.
I'm just saying the hip-hop culture was engaged in Obama because what? Keep it real. He was black. That was the biggest determining factor or deciding factor as far as hip-hop culture's what's the word I'm looking for? Participation.
That's what got our attention.
And it got the participation. He was black.
He got the participation because he threw J&B into it. Be real.
Regardless of that, even if he threw Aerosmith in,
Jay-Z and Beyonce,
as long as he was black.
Had Jay-Z and Beyonce that engaged.
Listen, man.
Peanut butter and jelly? I don't know who that was.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Listen, man. He could have threw Van Halen in. It wouldn't have mattered.
And then he would have been more relatable to the Caucasian persuasion. Keep it real.
My point is, we still would have voted for him because he was really the first black man in office. Keep it real.
Right.
He was already in office at that point.
No, I'm talking about as a president, running for president. That got us engaged, but it got us to participate because we wanted to see history be made twice.
We wanted to be a part of history and the change. No, I totally get it. It's 9:38, coming to you live out of Atlanta tonight, hanging out with the crew, the Social Lab, Madam Cino Boston, Hot Chocolate, Save James, what up, Toya Didi, that dude Nokio, Big Dog. Listen, we'll be right back. Man, when I think, you know what, we're going to pause for the calls, come right back. 6:38 out there in L.A., back in a moment.
Publicize your demise, and by all means, your family fortune is forever what you stood on. Sow green fantasies and put the hood on. You reap what you sow, and they speak in repossessions. To the coach itself, these are powerful lessons. These folks always smile when I came around. They let you know my reputation when you in my town. A real, you gon' know that by the contract. Bottom line, blood, show me where them ones at. That paper, it get funny when publishing is involved. Mechanicals never matter, but that was your dog. Now your hands on, but things don't ever seem right. You make a call to give your lawyer the green light. He looking to it, then hit you up with the bad news. It's so familiar, he did the same with the last dude. Mafioso, baby girl, cash rules. Every dollar accounted for, double limit truth. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my past life. The white man's all a stupid. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now we reach death. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Plan poison with your mind. Chilling with your boys when it's time to grind. We both come from those humble beginnings. Still can't believe we never followed each other on Twitter. Funny thing is the animosity money brings. Real, out of style, we may be 1 in 3. Back against the wall, outnumbered by boys. One bullet, one target, one choice. You can take a L, take a shell. It's still double M, still making mail. Made men respect my hustle on both coasts. I put the word out to see who hit back with the lowest. Anita, candle, put me in touch with the closest. You still digging through ashtrays, killing the roaches. And I never took an L back with me, fam. Just throw the numbers all the way back up as we sell. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my bad life. The white man's all a stupid. We spend it all nothing for our children. Had it all now with reaching death. Can't see click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Can't be writing checks with your eyes closed. While you living out of homes in different time zones. Mind blown, spending strictly watching rhinestones. See your head, just that level of alarm on. I apologize, Moody, but this all I got. Everybody in this office, we get tonight. I never met an artist who fully recruit. Deep deals, the deal dealers want to deal with you. Young, trying to add your wage. Buying jokes, you see no other waste. For voters, they want to vote online. Oh, sad, sure they know, and I'm not old mine. Put a on, all you need it was a gold sign. Black jeans and gloves, the whole nine. See me on the road, cause I had a whole mind. Nor foreclose the foes, just for soul signs. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my fast life. The white man's all a stupid. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's reaching death. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Trying to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel.
CM Hyman Radio Live is 9:42 p.m. over here on the East Coast and 6:42 on the other side of the world, me in California, and everybody in the middle, y'all figure it out. So look, right, tonight we are talking about the hip-hop culture and its impact on politics, and I think that we all have grown up in the era where where hip-hop did impact the political culture. Well, it did disturb the politics, because think back to, okay, we just had Straight Outta Compton that came out. Mm-hmm. Back when they first came out, you know, they were senators and congressmen and, you know, were coming out to you know, crush the CDs, you know, saying down with hip hop and mm-hmm. right. And so a lot of us got to watch that. Not all of us, but a lot of us got to watch that. And the thing is that everything that they were trying to censor was everything that our culture and us as a generation was going through, and NWA just happened to be the ones to give it raw and clear. I mean, yeah. I even got kicked out of a family member's house and sent to a whole other state because of NWA.
Wow.
So,
what do you mean?
Like, would you gang banging on your family or something?
No.
She walked in with the F the Police hat on at dinner time, and they told her to take it off.
Okay, no, but I did wear all black. Look, I did wear all black, and I did carry the radio around with me, stocked with B batteries.
Radio Raheem, yeah.
Okay.
B, Mithy, Ficky, D.
NWA, you know what I mean? So, and, you know, they didn't like it. They thought I was being a bad influence on their children. So they sent me to New York. It didn't make sense to me either, but
I think the hip-hop culture in general, you know, gets the bad rap of being a bad influence. But the reality is, you know, hip-hop has created opportunity that would not exist for not just a lot of African-Americans, but there's a lot of other cultures, ethnicities that take advantage of the benefits of hip-hop. The stereotypes over the years, have they been diminished, or in your various opinions, do the stereotypes still exist? Because I really think that hip-hop culture has overcome quite a few barriers over the years.
I think it has, but it still has a long way to go. My example being, yes, it has overcome a lot of obstacles and barriers, and the fact that hip-hop music as a genre is used in more platforms for advertising, promotions of all sorts than, you know, any time. But at the same time, you know, when you get into racial profiling or profiling of, you know, the criminal element, they're always playing hip-hop loud, booming hip-hop music.
Right.
That whole statement was 100% true. And it's like, I think the only thing I can kind of, I would say I would kind of or debate you is that it has a long way to go. I think you probably may be saying that statement because of the state of hip-hop that it's in right now, how much of a flux situation that it's in because of the, basically it's almost like a misrepresentation of what we know the culture is, how it's being presented now to people that's trying to figure out what hip-hop is, or what I call it is rap music now. It's not hip-hop anymore, because hip-hop was the culture.
What is hip-hop, say, James, for those who have no idea? What
to me, in my definitions may differ, but for me, my definition of hip-hop is the music that represented the life that you were exposed to, that represented the, not, I wouldn't necessarily talk about the struggle, but it was basically how it was coined in Straight Outta Compton movie, when Q was trying to talk about reality rap. It's art is an imitation of life. And being that art form was an imitation of the life that we had to, and that we had to persevere through, good, bad, or ugly, the point remains is that greatness was made out of, they say diamonds are made out of extreme pressure. We as a people were under extreme pressure, and diamonds were made from that pressure.
The rough.
You understand? You know what I'm saying? And from that, that shaped the pop culture as we see it today. The 90s, the late 80s, and the early to mid-90s shaped
because it's also specific to an era. And so
an era. It was a time frame. It was a small time frame.
Thank you for that.
Yes, it was a small time frame. It wasn't from 73 up until now. Now, we can't take away from the groundbreaking material that was in 73 because, you know, Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, and all that stuff like that, that was a nuance to the ages at that point.
Well,
and they said it was going to be a fad.
Right.
They said it was going to be a fad. They said it was going to come and go. But now, like as Regina said, Hot Chocolate just previously stated, it is used in so many platforms for advertisement and just other promotion of things, you know, whether it could be Whisk or it's Eastern Motors. You know what I'm saying?
How
they use?
Go ahead, say finish.
No. I'm done. I'm just giving examples of how the fad isn't much of a fad, but it's a staple of society, of pop culture now. But go ahead.
How does the hip hop culture impact the 2016 elections? Regardless of who's interesting right now, how do we ensure that our voice is heard? We will continue the conversation on the other side of this. We're going to pause for the calls. Listen, for me, it's about registering, getting in position to rock the vote. That's my position on it. But we want to hear from you as well. 917-889-3926. Along with the panel when we come back. It's in Social Lab, Team Hum Radio. Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be back.
Cool. We're going to get you when we come back on the other side, baby.
I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth cause sitting in my throne again.
Hey,
I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends. One question. Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no luck.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams. The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh yes, you can. Oh yes, you can.
run the game, got the whole world talking. King Country, everybody wanna cut the legs off. When you got the yams, the yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desire. 24/7, 365 days, times two. I was contemplating getting on stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemies say.
Oh yeah,
where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Country, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Country,
black man taking no luck.
Oh yeah,
where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Country, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This elementary, I'd probably go to jail. If I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left, stuck a flag in my city. Everybody screaming Compton, I should probably run from air when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, buried, whoa, whoa. Oh yeah, the judge had made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy headed with the world behind him. Life fake, but a fat, screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, you okay? Limo dinner with a gold plate, straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast, from a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh yeah,
where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Country, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Country, black man taking no
losses. Where you and I was. I like that song right there. 9:53 in the p.m. Got a couple minutes left in the show, TM Hyman Radio. You still tuned in with the best internet radio show in the land, soon to be syndicated somewhere. Bet that.
Yep.
I'm rolling the dice on this one. Bet that. Anyway, you back with the team. So I'm your boy, Save James. You got TM Hyman, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston. And we still got our good brother, correspondent, reporting to us live from the bowels of
Cooper.
D.C. Metro Center area. Brother Cooper, what'd it be like, good brother?
Hey, how y'all doing, TM Hyman family?
What up?
We chilling, fams. We chilling, fams.
Did the Pope have you trapped today, too? Did the Pope have you trapped in your building today?
Hey, man, the Pope is shutting the whole city down.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing moving that the Pope don't let move.
Nothing moving.
Not even iPhone.
Hey, Coop.
Not even iPhone.
Trapped in his Fiat.
Hey, Coop, I heard you. You had a shot of sake with him. Is that true?
Yeah, man, we supposed to go to stadium. We supposed to go to stadium later on.
Oh, Lord. Y'all yeah, about to turn the Pontus out.
But we,
yo,
we ain't going to make it rain. We're going to lay hands on the girls, though.
Lord Jesus.
Now, you going to sprinkle some holy water on them, right? You going to sprinkle some holy
horrible.
Water on them.
Hey.
Anyway, real quick, we got a couple minutes left.
I'll tell you what, you're talking about the Pope, man. I mean, the Pope, bro, bringing, you know, Christians, Jews, Muslims, atheists, bringing them out. I mean, that's pretty significant right there. I mean, the Pope.
Word. And I tip my hat to him. So I'm saying, I tip my hat to him. He said he ain't doing no public appearances because Yom Kippur was popping. I respect that. Respect that.
Hey, he is up there. He is touching a lot of hot topic issues: climate change, immigration.
Yeah.
Hey man, the Republican Party is known as the party of religion, and they are hot at him. They are like, "Oh, he needs to stay. He needs to mind his business and stay in his lane, and not talk about such as he doesn't know about." I'm like, "Wow, y'all are getting really heated about the Pope."
Yeah, that's how they go, man.
They'll show their colors.
Hot button topics go Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I was excited to see that he landed in America, and he's doing a tour, like stopping in certain cities.
Yeah.
He went through the hood out. He went through the hood out here. I heard him going down. He went up Suitland Parkway the other day. That goes through all the hoods of Southeast DC and the close ones in Maryland, right there. I heard he's just in a bulletproof Fiat. He ain't in like extravagant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he in a bulletproof Fiat with like a 30 car front and back motorcade with him, motorcycles and SUVs, and a gunman. Like, it's going down. It's crazy.
Oh, it's true. Oh. It's man, they got the helicopters everywhere, the snipers.
Did you see
German
he was
shepherds?
He was saying he was waving at everybody. They had like this bulletproof glass thing in front of him, but they didn't have nothing behind him. I didn't understand that.
Oh, they got enough. They got enough sharpshooters behind them.
Yeah, trust me. Ain't like Coop said, ain't nothing moving out there.
Hey, but hey, on the subject of hip hop and politics, man, that is a very good topic tonight. I mean, because over the years you've had, you know, Puffy with the Rock the Vote, Obama and Obama with Jay-Z and Beyonce. You've got Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons is very active in politics.
Right.
And I mean,
right.
Big up Uncle Russ.
Yeah. Word. So I mean, then like what is it? Killer Mike has come out really strong for Bernie Sanders right now.
Yeah.
So,
Killer Mike
has
been doing a lot of things with Bill Maher. I peeped that.
Yeah.
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 He has.
TM mentioned earlier, he was saying, how is hip-hop going to affect 2016? I'm kind of worried about it because there was so much hype with Obama. I kind of wonder, I hope that we don't let down because I saw something where it was saying we basically, the pace of the growth of the black vote and the youth vote has been so high these last two presidential elections.
Right.
I don't want people to let down about it because black, Latino, and youth vote, we control this, and it takes time for us to get the change, a lot of the changes that people want to have. And so, but if we keep it going, election after election, oh, this country will be
and
so
cool,
much
you
better.
Just said, you just said, and it's a great segue to get out of here tonight. Nothing happens overnight. Before, you know, a lot of times we like to vote, you know, every 4 years, then we go back home and sit down for 4 years, then we come out and we vote and go sit down, and some of us don't ever come back because the person we voted for didn't win. It doesn't work like that. You got to keep going, keep pressing, bring about the change, and at some point, you might not even see it in your lifetime, but at some point, we're going to achieve what we're trying to accomplish. Don't give up, folks. Get your asses up. Encourage somebody else to get up, get out, and vote. Listen, we can't afford to go back. President Obama has established some things that we can't afford to let folks come and dismantle when we can't afford it. Get up, get out, and do something. Thanks for listening. I think it's time to get up out of here, folks. Let's ride.
Yeah, it's really close to that time.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well.
TM Harmon Radio will be back on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher.
Yeah.
CeeLo, I'm about to go play in these inboxes, CeeLo.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now do what I told you. Don't do that creepy crap, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you got to tell these men how to get a woman.
All right, we holla at y'all.
Yeah, yeah.